Hello, bakers. And today's recipe is the ultimate fake it bakes. Palm ears, also called elephant's ears or palm leaves. They look like something from a patisserie shop window. But they're ridiculously simple. Just puff pastry, sugar, and a bit of folding. The first time I made these, I thought, this is too easy. Surely they won't work. 10 minutes later, I was pulling out golden caramelized hearts from the oven and instant baking smugness. For parmeters, what we need is 1 sheet of ready rolled puff pastry and 100 grams of caster sugar. Now preheat your oven to 200 centigrade fan, 220 electric, or gas mark 7, and line yourself a baking tray with parchment paper. Now on your counter, generously spread some sugar all over the top of it, and lay the pastry on top, and then sprinkle more sugar over that. And you can use caster sugar, granulated sugar, demerara sugar, the choice is yours. And then once you've done all the sugaring, fold in the two long edges to meet the middle. And then fold in each side again. Finally, fold one half over the other. So it looks like you've got a long sugar sandwich. Now, slice it into 1 centimeter strips. Place the cut side on the tray and bake for 10 to 12 minutes until golden and caramelized. Baker's Corner. You can play with the flavors here. Cinnamon sugar, orange zest, or even savory with cheese and herbs. The technique's the same. And there you have it, palm ears, elegant little pastry hearts that make you look like a pro with barely any effort. We're sticking with puff pastry, with a cheat or not to cheat, cinnamon swirls. For our next recipe today, we're making cinnamon swirls using shop-bought pastry. And honestly, this is one's crowd pleaser, a time saver, a confidence booster, all rolled into one. Now let's clear the air straight away. Shop-bought puff pastry is not cheating. It's teamwork. Someone else did the laminating and the folding, the chilling, the weighting. You've just picked it up, the baton, and sprinted to the good bit. This recipe is perfect. If you're short on time or new to baking, you want something impressive with minimal stress. Or you just fancy your kitchen smelling like a Scandinavian bakery all afternoon. So pop the kettle on and let's get baking. Here's what we need. 1 sheet of shop-bought puff pastry chilled. 50 grams of soft butter, 75 grams of light brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, and optional extras are a pinch of nutmeg, a splash of vanilla, or some chopped nuts. Again, the choice will be yours. Personally, I'm happy with just a little bit of nutmeg and the cinnamon. And then for the glaze later, we'll need some icing sugar and a little milk or water. That's it. No specialist kit. So let's start. Preheat the oven. 200 centigrade 180 fan. Unroll your puff pastry onto the counter. And then give it a little roll with a rolling pin. Backwards and forwards, sideways, etc. This is not a geometry exam. And then next, spread on the soft butter all over it, edge to edge. This is no time for restraint. And in a bowl, mix your brown sugar and cinnamon. That smell alone is doing half the work. And then sprinkle it generously over the buttered pastry. Use all of it. Life's too short to be pale swirls. And now comes the magic. Start from the long edge and flip the side over and then roll the pastry. Now you can do this by using the paper if you can roll it tight enough. But if not, roll it by hand. Roll it right the way up until it's crumbed together at the end, and that's it. Make sure it all sits nicely together. Maybe even just before you finish the rolling, add a little bit of water to the sticky last edge just to settle it down. And then cut them into 2 or 3 centimetre pieces. Thickness is your choice again. And then place the cut side on a lined baking tray, giving them space to puff up and unwind, because they're going to do that a little bit. And then pop them into the oven for about 15, 18 minutes. What you're looking for is golden edges, caramelized bottoms, and a kitchen that smells like happiness. Then once they're out of the oven, let them cool slightly. Mix up some icing sugar with a bit of water is fine. Just enough to make a little drizzle. You don't want to flood it. Think polite rain. And then drizzle it over the swirls. With a spoon, just drizzle it over the top. If you can wait that long before you've tried one, that is quality control. And then serve them warm, with coffee, with friends, or standing at the counter pretending that you'll just have a half. We all know how that ends. Now, is it cheating if it tastes this good? And my final thoughts. The recipe proves something important. Good baking isn't about doing everything the hard way. It's about knowing where the efforts are made and where the shortcuts deliver joy. These cinnamon swirls are quick, forgiving, and absolutely brilliant for beginners. And if anyone asks whether you made them from scratch, you did. You just didn't start at sunrise. So thanks for baking along with me today. If you make these cinnamon swirls, send your pictures in for the website. And let us share them. So until next time, keep it simple, keep it tasty, and remember, sometimes the shortcut is the secret ingredient. Thanks for listening.